Well, after 30 years of in Parliament, of being a politician, Nick Smith, the MP based in Nelson, he was previously the National MP for Nelson, has resigned. And we wish him all the very, very best. All the very, very best. Do you know, whānau, our Papakainga, our housing division over here in Waimahia in Weymouth was because of Nick Smith, got that pushed through, got it through all the RMA rubbish and worked tirelessly with Mana Whenua here so that we could have our housing here in Waimahia. So we thank him very much for that. Best of news, though, incoming to the next person on the list is our tuahine, our mārekura from Whanganui. Hare Te Hipango is going to make a return, and we're very, very pleased with that. She joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe te mārekura. Kia ora, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations, Hare Te.
Oh, tēnā koe, tēnā koutou. Look, thank you, Claudette. It's just a call back to service. And I'm seizing the day, seizing the opportunity, but it really is giving service and just trying to make a difference for the better. Time will tell.
Absolutely. And so going in, you'll be in opposition. I guess, you know, is it too much to ask? What are you going to do first? What are the things that you're going to get your head around being in opposition? Our brother Shane Letty is the deputy leader, doing a fine job. What do you hope to do? What are your priorities?
Look, I think first things first is that I've been called back as a list MP. I'm no longer the elected MP for Whanganui, although that is something that I aspire to achieve again one day, but one day at a time. Going back, not sure of the date, I understand that Nick, his last day down in Parliament is the 10th of June, so I'm anticipating he's likely to give his valedictory then. And I think not to overlook the importance of the 30 years service that you referenced prior to the introduction of me joining you in this interview, and that there'll be some memories and there'll be some going back over days of past, but it's about looking forward now. So I'm actually looking forward to returning down to Parliament. It is a place that is, as you say, I'll be sitting on the opposition benches, and it's a very adversarial environment. Bearing in mind my background in law for about 30 years, almost the same length of service that Nick's given in Parliament, mine's been very much in the family court. A lot of work in the criminal courts as well, but in the family court, the emphasis and focus and approach is about conciliation, reconciliation, so problem solving, and in a less adversarial or even non-adversarial way with the dispute resolution approach that's taken there. So yes, going back into opposition, it's an adversarial environment, but it's an environment that one that I'm not unaccustomed to, but my approach and preference is to focus on problem solving, solutions, and where possible, pulling together people rather than a divisive approach.
With that in mind, pulling people together, you know, kotahitanga. We were surprised by some of the narrative rhetoric used by leader Judith Collins when it came to Māori, the Māori Health Authority as being separatist as an example. And then some of the narrative that came out as a result of her kōrero in the House, as she was called out by the Māori Party. We're concerned about that. Are you concerned about some of the kōrero around Māori that's been talked about by National now that you're in opposition?
Look, my concern, Claudette, and I think what I bring and share with the National Party is the lived life experiences of being raised in Te Ao Māori and Te Ao Tauiwi. So I'm a Māori woman and a New Zealand woman, so with those experiences. So I'm cognizant of that. I'm concerned to ensure that I impart my lived experience and values and share that with colleagues in caucus to give them a level of insight and for them to have a lifted, approach and awareness of how we view and we address things from a Māori values base, which is benefit for people all around. So, look, I'm hearing a lot of rhetoric from what I've observed on TV whilst I've been sitting back at home in Whanganui, and I've enjoyed the time away, but I'm ready and I'm prepared to return. And I've just been observing that there is a lot of divisive kōrero that goes on in Parliament all round, and I think it's about that highlights people's world views and where they're coming from. I talk about being solution based and premised, and what gains there are to be had from shared values, what we know has worked well for us as Māori communities, and what we have to share with the rest of New Zealand in that regard. So that's the approach that I'll be taking, sort of bridging some of those differences and hoping to lift those levels of intolerance to more acceptance and receptiveness, responsiveness.
Because the complexities around Māori and health and the justice system are challenging. They are many and they are varied. That's why they're, you know, multiplicity of complexities. It is not just one area that impacts on the negative statistics of our whānau. Mm. The National Party knows that full well, which is why they work tirelessly around treaty settlements. Even Nick Smith did in housing, and I point out the Pan-Tribal Housing Initiative here in Waimahia as an example. It's a standout housing feature, I've got to say, and a magnificent housing cooperative. We are bemused as to why National has gone down the attack route when previously, under the previous National government, the benefits have been exponential.
Look, you're quite right about the benefits of the National's history. And not to forget, well, you may have mentioned it, Whānau Order and the alliance that was there with the Māori Party as well. And, of course, the rhetoric that's come about from the He Puapua report, which is a report with recommendations that arise out of a National Party, Māori Party-led delegation to the United Nations, and that was led by Sir Peter Sharples and the John Key government. You'll be well aware of that. And from that, New Zealand became a signatory to the United Nations Declaration of Indigenous Rights. So the He Puapua report, fast-forwarding to the Labor government we now have, this report had been commissioned, and it ought to have been made transparent, released and available to the New Zealand public last year. It wasn't. So my understanding, I haven't been down in Parliament, I haven't been privy to conversations within the National Party caucus. I'm looking forward to joining and sharing my voice and my views so that they can be elevated in terms of a level of insight and awareness. And I will be vocal about that. But simply to say, I understand that Judith has been calling out He Puapua because there are some recommendations that should have been made available to New Zealand. And the way that it was disclosed was by way of a leak to the National Party, I understand, and to ACT. And as a result of that, rather contentious, the way that it has come to be disclosed to the public. But the responsibility of parties in opposition is to challenge the government to ask the hard questions. And the hard question is, there's some serious recommendations here that may be of value and benefit for all of New Zealand. Why has this not been made available sooner? It now is, and it's come out in a rather contentious way. And of course, there are some recommendations in that report that many New Zealanders, possibly of the older generation and persuasion, are not accustomed to. It was symptomatic of the generation that they are part of. But I'm mindful, moving forward, looking to the future, we've got a whole new generation in thinking of New Zealanders. My children, your children, our children. And that's where New Zealand needs to keep the focus on. And we shouldn't feel uncomfortable or have this level of discomfort with engaging and addressing what we need to in a new age and generation. It's all part of the regeneration. So I'm actually very much looking forward to going down, sharing what my view is with my colleagues. They may disagree, and we can agree to disagree, but I bring a lived life experience from that dual heritage. So I'm cognizant of the face and shape of Aotearoa New Zealand is very different to what it was 30 years ago, even 10 years ago. So He Puapua is now out there, and it's about the government being responsible and presenting to New Zealand and engaging with the New Zealand public about those recommendations. That hasn't happened responsibly just yet. Getting there, one hopes.